Hello and welcome to today's card reading. Today I'm just reading the one card and it's from the Healing with the Angels and it's called Self-Acceptance. Because being human is very hard because it's a constant battle to do stuff for yourself. And some days, when you put stuff off, say, I'll do it tomorrow, and then one day you get the motivation to do everything and you feel good after that, right? And then you leave everything because you feel so good. You think the next day, I don't have to do so much. The next day, you don't have to do so much. Next day, and then the same thing goes round in cycles. It is a bit like going to the gym, where you have to keep it regularly in order to constantly receive rewards and reap the rewards of who you are. So this card says, you are perfect and every part of you is wonderful. Your angels guide you to let go of negativity, self-judgments, and enjoy being you, which is not easy because sometimes when we do stuff for ourselves, we're like, oh God, I have to do this, I have to do that. When in actual fact, it should be part of our daily routine to look after ourselves before anyone else, right? And sometimes we do look to others to take care of us and accept us the way we are. But if we're not accepting ourselves, then it's going to be difficult for anyone else to do that anyway. So continuing this, it says, you are much too hard on yourself. Your angels say through this card, although you enjoy having high standards, it is important to view yourself through loving eyes. Berating yourself only makes your spirit sink. Self-improvement comes from a positive mindset, which is true. But then as we get used to routines of saying eating healthy breakfasts or eating healthy diets or exercising, because we get so used to it, we kind of lose the real reason as to why we started doing things. And we constantly go at a battle being like, well, what else can I do to improve myself? Why do you need to improve yourself constantly? You know, kind of accept where you are at the moment and see what needs to be worked on. Anyway, see yourself through the eyes of the angels and you'll see someone who is perfect and, well, just perfect, really. So, yeah, you see, if you view yourself through the eyes of an angel, you can start and thinking that you're perfect. You will then start to think, oh my God, I'm being so self-absorbed, self-obsessed, such a narcissist, etc., etc. Not true. You know, you can do it all the time if you like, but, you know, every once in a while, you need to think to yourself, well, I do have imperfections, and we all do because we are indeed all human. So this says, although you have made mistakes in the past, there is nothing you could have ever said, thought, or done that would change the angel's love for you. The angels see past your surface mistakes. They see a beating heart and love within you. They love you unconditionally, and they ask you to love yourself in the same way. Well, unconditional love for oneself is probably something that we all want, right? But to unconditionally love yourself may involve you not seeing anything else in the world except yourself. So don't take that comment with a pinch of salt. You can always improve who you are to make yourself feel better. You don't have to be better for anyone else. And there will be days where you just think, no, I just can't be bothered, which is fine. But just as long as the decisions that you make about your own personal self are your own personal choice, they're not based on anyone else's views or something that you see in social media or in life and in a comparative way that you feel that the urge that you need to be perfect all the time, because you don't. You just need to be yourself and look after yourself. And it is really that simple. We just make it that much harder. Anyway, I'll be back tomorrow with another card. Hope you've enjoyed this reading and learned something. Bye.